This is a short introduction to my academic paper titled Alma, Bethula, and the Septuagint, a defense of the LXX's reliability in biblical linguistics and theology. This study defends the Septuagint, also known as the LXX, as a faithful and theologically reliable translation of the Hebrew scriptures. I focus especially on the terms Am and Bethula, two Hebrew words that have sparked centuries of debate, particularly regarding the prophecy in Isaiah 7 verse 14 and the doctrine of the virgin birth. I argue that Am, while less frequent in the Hebrew Bible, always implies a young, unmarried woman whose virginity is presumed. In contrast, Bethula is broader; it can refer to a maiden but does not always imply virginity unless qualified. That distinction is essential, especially when critics claim the LXX mistranslated Am as Parthenos, virgin, in Isaiah 7 verse 14. This paper shows that the Septuagint translators got it right. I trace the post-Christian rejection of the LXX in Rabbinic Judaism, the role of Jerome's Hebrew truth prioritization, and how later counter-missionary arguments have reversed earlier Jewish understandings of these terms. The Septuagint, created by Jewish scholars before Christianity, was not a Christian manipulation; it was the Bible of the early church and the text used by the New Testament writers. I also engage Origen's Hexapla, the Dead Sea Scrolls, and examples from Aquila, Theodotion, and Symmachus to show how post-Jamian efforts attempted to reframe the Hebrew text in response to growing Christian claims. Finally, I address the irony that even the translators of the King James Bible valued the Septuagint's insights, while some modern KJV-only circles reject it. The evidence shows that the LXX preserves a more ancient and theologically rich tradition, particularly in prophecies like Isaiah 7 verse 14 and messianic typology throughout Scripture. If you've ever been told that Isaiah 7 verse 14 doesn't predict a virgin birth, or that the Septuagint is unreliable, this paper walks through the linguistic, historical, and theological reasons why the opposite is true. This is not an introductory overview, though a separate, concise, and condensed popular-level companion paper and audio version are available for download. I find these can be helpful, almost like an extension of the abstract found in the academic paper. Instead, this paper presents a structured proposal grounded in historical theology, biblical data, and analytic philosophy. If you're ready to think deeply about this subject, I invite you to download the full written version and explore the model in depth. Remember these wise words I once took to heart when studying scripture. If it's weird, it's important. What you know may not be so. Enjoy!